From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County residents encouraged to view a live dialogue between Sheriff Billy Hansel, a county health officer, Dr. Teresa Frankovich, and Deputy Health Officer Josh Ennis, called The Economy, The Surge, and What's Next for Humboldt County. It's coming up on Thursday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. As part of the dialogue, officials will discuss steps that Humboldt County has to take before beginning a phased reopening of the community. Topics include necessary steps to begin reopening businesses and services, expanding testing capacity, disease surveillance and contact investigations, preparing for medical surge, public health risks of reopening the economy, public safety and enforcement of regulations. This kind of rephased opening seeks to save lives by controlling spread of the virus to the extent possible and preventing crisis-level impacts to the healthcare system, while also allowing some non-essential services to resume operations. Prolonged closure of most businesses coming with major long-term risk, as does reopening the services without a robust response plan in place. The broadcast will also include discussion of data modeling provided by the state that outlines a range of possible scenarios for the COVID-19 trajectory in Humboldt County. As of yesterday, no new cases. The number of positive cases in total is 52. Three people are hospitalized. Total number of recovered cases now at 50. Humboldt County Health Officer issuing a health order requiring the use of facial coverings to further manage the spread of COVID-19. The order will be in effect starting at 12:01 a.m. on Friday, and until it's modified or rescinded by the health officer. It states people have to wear a facial covering before they enter any indoor facility except for their own residence, any enclosed space, or any outdoor space where individuals are unable to maintain at all times a distance of 6 feet from each other. Facial coverings should not be placed on children under the age of 2, people who have difficulty breathing, or anyone who can't get the mask off without assistance. McKinleyville Chamber of Commerce announcing the 52nd annual Pony Express Day celebration, scheduled to take place the first weekend in June, is canceled. The board chair, Kristen Mesmer, saying, "Making this decision for the board was hard and heartbreaking for all of us. Pony Express Days has been a McKinleyville tradition for over 50 years, and to not have it this year is disappointing, but ultimately necessary for the health and safety of our community." With news, I'm Peter Killeen.